Bless you, Jesus.
Good things
coming my way.
I prayed for it.
I've
been waiting for it.
If you believe in it,
say, I believe.
If you believe in it, say,
I believe.
If you believe in it, say,
yes.
Believe the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You, O God, are holy, and you inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah. God, we're going to give you a dwelling place today. We're giving you a dwelling place right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. See, your praise has got to match your situation. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what somebody's going through. I don't know your situations, your circumstances. I don't know any of that. The only thing I do know is that your praise has got to match your situation. So the more that I'm going through, the more I'm going to give him praise. The more bad I feel, the more I'm going to give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes it just takes one thought. No, one thing. You bring up that one thought that he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you this morning. We honor you, Lord God, that you have decided. You made a conscious decision, Lord God, to sit here with us today. Lord God, thank you for your presence already. Lord God, but we need to concentrate. We need a concentrated dose of your presence, God. Lord God, we need your presence in this place like never before, Lord God. Lord God, let us let go of every weight, every thought, Lord God, every conversation, everything that has gone on before we walk through the doors. Let us let all of that go, all of the things that so easily beset us, all the things that so easily distract us, Lord God, all the discouragement, all the anger, everything, Lord God, that would distract us from your presence. That will pull us from your presence, Lord God. We release all of it. We surrender right now in the name of Jesus. Mind, body, and spirit, Lord God. We surrender everything, Lord God. We surrender everything. All of our problems, Lord. Everything that we thought about. All the problems, Lord God. Everything. We surrender everything to you right now. We surrender ourselves. We surrender this service, Lord God, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our Savior, our Redeemer, our Rescuer. Lord God, when we didn't even know we were in trouble, you pulled us out, oh God. So we bless you this morning. We bless you this morning, and we thank you, Father God. We ask you now in the name of Jesus to put us on one accord right now in the name of Jesus. Let every mind think the same thing in the name of Jesus. Let every mouth confess the same thing in the name of Jesus. He said, how can we walk together unless we agree? We agree right now in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, are the most important thing. You are the most important person in the room. And we will glorify you today. We will honor you today because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are everything in between, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. You are the God that heals us, God. The God that has healed us. Hallelujah. Not only have you healed us before, but you're healing us now, Lord God, consistently, all the time, God, healing us day after day after day, keeping us day after day after day. You are a keeping God, a consistent and faithful God. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You won't change your mind, God. Your promises are yes and amen. If you said it, if you said it, God, if you said it, God, then it's got to come to pass. It's got to come to pass. So, God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you are, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for who you are this morning. morning, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you have your own way. You do exactly what you desire to do, Lord God. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. Let those desires match your desires. Not our will, but your will. Well, God, do what you want to do. We're just along for the ride. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's continual. The praise is continual because God don't change. Hallelujah. So my praise is continual. My worship is all the time. No matter where I am, no matter where I go, he's good to me. Hallelujah. And for that I praise him. I lift him up this morning. Forgive me right now, but I'm full. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for the reminder this morning of how good he is. How good he is to me. How much he loves me. He loves you. Not because of what you do, but because it's who he is. And so I thank him. I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be breathing this morning. It's a blessing to be alive this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll go with me in your Bibles. Hallelujah to Matthew chapter 15. Hallelujah. Matthew 15 and 13. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Matthew 15 and verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and the second verse. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and the second verse. And it reads, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And the last scripture this morning is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 reads, God, who at sundry time and in divers, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. We're going to continue in our praise and our worship.
Test 1, 2.
All right, we on. Good morning, everybody.
Yo.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. How are we feeling this morning? That was the word I was looking for. How you feeling? Yeah. I thought somebody said blessed. I was like, that's what I wanted you. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody say, I'm the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. I'm an overcomer. I walk in victory. I am full of faith. I have no fear. Say to him, I will always draw near. Say, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
That's right. That's right. We're going to sing a song that says just that, right? Join in with us. It just goes like this.
I'm the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. I'm an overcomer and I walk in victory. Full of faith, I have no fear. To him I will always draw near. And when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Come on, let's say,
I'm the head.
From the beginning.
I'm the head.
If you're blessed in this place, sing it with us. Say,
I'm the head.
My health
is blessed.
My wealth
is blessed.
church.
My church is blessed.
Is blessed. My city.
My city.
Somebody to believe that right now. Speak it.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Say it like you mean it.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Above and not beneath.
Above and not beneath.
I'm the head and not.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Above and not beneath.
Above and not beneath.
I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Above and not beneath.
Above and not beneath.
I'm an overcomer. Got to move on. Oh man, I can't though. And highly favored of the Lord. I'm highly favored of the Lord. to believe that though. I'm highly favored.
I'm highly favored of the Lord.
Oh man. And highly
favored of the Lord.
Somebody give him praise in this place. Come on and worship the King. Come on and give him praise. Come on. Come on. You can do better than that. He's worthy. He's worthy of it all.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy of it
all. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And ever we will worship you. We will worship
you. We will worship
forever. Come on, you sing.
Say, we will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship forever and ever. We will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship forever and ever.
Hey.
We will worship you. We will worship you. We forever and ever. We will worship you. We will worship.
RCC. Good morning, Divine Wisdom. Again, I say, good morning, RCC. Good morning, Divine Wisdom. It is a good morning, believe it or not. Trust me when I tell you that, believe it or not. I just took this, the pager, but it's more like a garage to open it to me. I had to come on call. I called this morning. Patient. Surgery, and one that was giving some bad news. That's why I say good morning, because it is. It is. You got up and you are here. You woke up this morning and put your feet on the floor, on the ground, wherever you want to say you put them on. But at the hospital this morning, that's why I had to just find me again. I'm not going to be long before you. I'm going to introduce a friend of mine that I've been knowing for over 25 years, if not longer. She's like my sister. I'm the little brother that she never had. Trust me, I'm so thankful for that. Because she has corrected me, been there for me, that I can't even begin to tell you. I'll tell you about a young lady. Like I said, I've been knowing for a very long time. We're nearly four decades in the legal profession. Attorney Alicia Timmons brings a depth of knowledge that few can match. Oh, I guarantee you that. I remember when she was a DA, assistant DA, and I remember when she sat on that bench. Oh, she didn't play with them DAs. No, ma'am. And them attorneys. You can just come in her courtroom and say you're going to do what you want to do. And she's going to make sure. She's right here. She's going to make sure you got your justice. Rightfully. You hear me? She had worked as an attorney, assistant district attorney, and a private practitioner before ascending to the bench. Her career spans everything from civil rights law and employment law to monitoring future legal minds, making her uniquely equipped to craft strong, effective policies in the state legislature. I'm going to keep it real. This is a strong black woman that I got a lot of respect for. I love a strong woman. Because that means a woman gonna stand her ground. Another thing what I love about a strong woman, period, is I did a sermon on Mary Magdalene. Because she was the first one to see Jesus. And trust me, if you study that and read that, he set that up. So trust me, ladies, if you don't know who you are, take a look at Mary Magdalene. Because he chose her. He didn't choose any of the other disciples. He chose her. She was the first, and he told her to go tell them. So that's who y'all are. It's already been set and paid for you. Now walk in it. Don't care what nobody say. Without any further ado, I introduce you to a great friend of mine. And if y'all don't mind, please have me give her a round of applause, Alicia Timmons.
Giving honor to God, Pastor, First Ladies, wonderful choir who brought me in and lifted me up as soon as I walked through the door. Great job, music department. When Clarence asked me to speak, I always look to Scripture to kind of lead me in what it is I want to say. And I meditate on it and try to get a message that I think God would have me tell you all. And one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Timothy, verses 1 through 7. Start off with it. We'll talk about power, perseverance, and purpose. Because in this age and the time right now, you have to gird yourself because of all the negativity and the divisiveness and the things that are going on. So I look to my scriptures to give me that lift. 2 Timothy is one of my favorites. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Right. And what was interesting about that was I thought God would have started that paragraph or the disciples would have started with love first, but they said power first. And what that tells me is that we all come here imbued with the power of our spirit that is lifted and covered by God. So we don't have to worry about the things that everybody else worries about because we know God's in control. So versus power. You come here with it. You have the spirit and the power to make change. The power you have in kindness to even those folks that we disagree with, who are saying stuff that we know is not factual, we still have to be, the Bible tells us, kind. Also, there's power in preparation and planning. All right? I'm running for office right now, and I've run for office. It's my second time. And what I do is I sit down. First, I meditate on, God, is this what you have me to do right now? Is this my purpose? Is this my assignment? And then when that gets clear, I work on what's the first thing I'm going to do, the second, the third, the fourth, and then I execute that planning so that I can get to my purpose. All right, purpose drops down on you, but you got to plan and you got to prepare for it, all right? Perseverance. Sometimes we all get tired. I tell my kids it's okay to rest, but never give up, okay? Some people think you ought to just keep running and running and running and running and running. I don't think that's what God would have us do. That's why the Sabbath is holy, and God gave us a day of rest, all right? So if you're hustling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you need to redistribute that power that God has given you and work in a day of rest, because people are coming at us in every direction. Life is coming at you in every direction. And if you don't sit down sometimes and replenish your spirit, it is difficult to do what God's purpose is the way God would have you do it if you're short-tempered and you're tired. So let's talk about, that's what perseverance means. It doesn't mean going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It means, how do you manage conflict, obstacles, hard times? Do you have gratitude? I am astounded by the fact that I'll see people in the midst of plenty complaining about every little thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. My mom was a single parent with five kids. We had a garden in the backyard, and when we didn't have meat, we had vegetables. We were one of the original vegetarians, and we didn't mind. Nothing wrong with just eating vegetables for dinner. When meat gets too high, just eat some more vegetables. It'll be all right, okay? People complaining about eggs. You complaining about eggs? Don't eat scrambled eggs. Make something else. It's going to be all right. Whatever goes up comes down and back around again, okay? Or use less eggs. I don't bake as much as I used to because eggs is high, okay? And we don't need it anyway, okay? So just pivot and then be thankful for the fact that when I get up in the morning, if it's a rainy day, I'm thankful that God is watering the things around us to grow. If it's sunny and hot, I'm thankful for the brightness of the sun. Okay. There's something you can be grateful for every single day. You got clothes on your back. There were times when I did but they was real short. I was tall when I was growing up, and mom couldn't buy pants for me every time I grew. So mine kind of beat me around the ankles every now and again. You know, but that wasn't my worth. What I had on did not define who I am. Okay? When I went to college, I was poor. First one in my family to go, and when I got there, they cut our student loans. And so I saw people going home because they bought cars with their student loan money, and they couldn't get their education. I found that interesting, because sometimes you got to forego the things that you might want today for the plan in the future. Okay, I had a little car I paid $1,500 for, paid it off before I went to college. I drove that thing till it blew up my senior year, okay? And I didn't care what anybody thought about it, because I knew that the investment I was making in my education was worth more than the car and how I looked driving it. And I'm still that way. I'm still that way. If you think that my car is more important than I am, then we're probably not going to be friends, because our values are not going to meet up with what Christ says our values ought to be and what we ought to have as human beings. It's nice to have a nice car. It's not breaking down on you. I get all that. But then how much above that do you have to go? And if you can afford it, get it. You know, if you can. But if you can't, don't struggle to buy something that then vexes your spirits while you're trying to make the payments on it. Okay? Talking about attitude. We got a lot of reasons to be upset and angry and to be short with people. One of my lessons when I was on the bench was that people will try you to get a reaction out of you, especially in the work that I was doing. Okay, and then I had to get off the case because I was mad. So I had to learn how to step back a moment and process and get things done. If I got upset, I would say, court's in recess for about 5 minutes. And I would go back there and say, God, they vexed me. They on my last nerve. So I'm going to walk around my office, sing some gospel songs. My favorite one now is God's Got a Blessing for You. So I'll put it on, walk around my chambers until I'm okay. Let me go back out here and handle your business the way you want me to handle it, all right? And then I realized that a lot of people were mad because they were scared. They were nervous. They didn't understand the system. So if I listened to them and I could feel that, then I would explain stuff to them and tell them, it's okay, calm down. It's going to be all right. You know, you can do this. And we're going to help you do it. I'll listen to you. I need to listen to them. Then I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to everything you want to tell me. So your time is coming. Just settle. And that worked a lot. The other scripture that came to mind today was Galatians 5 and 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Here's another one. This is a hard one. Long-suffering. People want to skip over that one. Gentleness, goodness, and faith. Faith. Faith is moving when the things that you need to move toward are unseen, I've had hard times where I didn't know where my next step was coming from. So I learned to move in the darkness and in the mist by putting one foot in front of the other. And then God would make sure I was safe. And then by the time I did that for a while, it would get real clear why I was moving in that direction. I didn't know. I didn't know why I was moving left instead of right. But I moved forward in faith and said, God's got me. I'm going to be all right. And I was every single time. When you're on the bench, the enemy comes. People are political. They want you to rule a certain way because it's best politically to do so. That wasn't why I was sent there. And so I made decisions that people did not like in power and had them come at me because of that. Okay? And it took me a while after the first two or three times people came to me. But then this calmness got in my spirit. I wasn't afraid of nobody. I wasn't afraid of what they could do. I was going to speak truth to power, and I was going to rule the way I knew God would have me rule and was just. And not one time did I have any kind of investigation. I wasn't on the front page of the newspaper because they were digging up stuff. I wasn't run out of office. I had a hedge of protection around me because of praying folk like you. All right? Because I knew when to call the church. If my back was to the wall and they were coming at me, I'd say, call my pastor, I need a prayer vigil. I need y'all to pray for me. And within 24 hours, I had 12 to 15 pastors on the phone praying for my safety and my protection in the job that I was doing. So never think that prayer is not an intercession between us and God, because it happened every single time. And let's talk about purpose. I don't think you can have purpose if you're not authentic. All right? A lot of times, you know, I got kids, and they'll be on Instagram and all this, and they're looking at clothes and how people are doing their hair and their makeup. And I'm like, who are you, though? Who are you? What's in your heart? What's in your head? What are you doing with your life? That's the outside stuff. You got to work on the inside stuff, because when hard times come, what you reach for is that authenticity. You have to be able to touch that inside spirit that God birthed you with so you can stand in the spirit. And if you don't know who that inside person is, with all the stuff we see swirling around, you're going to be lost. Every one of us is unique. Our gifts are unique. Our spirit is unique. We're not supposed to look like everybody else. We're supposed to look like you. Authentically who you are, all right? So if you struggle with that, I see young people, if you struggle with that, you don't look like the Instagram models and all that, they got a short window of life. You want to prepare for a long window where you are exactly who God intended you to be, and that's your search right now when you're young. Who did God intend me to be? And you got to keep reaching for that until it becomes so solid that when you get out into your adulthood years, 20s, 30s, you're raising kids, you don't have to question it anymore. That's the quest you're on right now, okay? And I will tell you that all the people that were popular when I was in high school and college, are no longer popular. You're not supposed to peak in high school or college. Okay? So if you're not popular right now, just understand when you go to the reunion, you're going to probably be the only one standing with your spirit intact. The real superstars, okay? I'm telling you. Every time I go, I'm like, "Well, what happened to her?" Woo. Bless her heart. And I'm not talking about anybody. I'm not. I'm just saying that those folks that were popular, when you get older, they not. They not no more. Okay? Because you don't peak. You ain't supposed to peak in high school and college. You're supposed to peak after you figured out who you are and you're working in purpose and spirit. Okay? So talk about being comfortable with who you are and making sure that you make time to read your word. All right, that you get in the Bible every day. I do it every single morning. And it's funny that when I do that, I can go into work when I was on the bench and something will come across my desk and I am led by what I read that morning. Okay? It's important. And then I meditate. That helps to clear my mind of all the noise of the world so I can get quiet in my spirit. All right? So do that also. So we're talking about power, perseverance, and purpose. Those are the three things I want to leave you with today. Thank you for allowing me to come speak, because I know there are other things that you all could be doing other than listening to me. It is an honor, and I thank you for your time. My name is Alicia Timmons.
Thank you, Judge Timmons. We appreciate you coming and worshiping with us today. I just want to do something different. I want everybody to look to their right, smile, to their left, smile. And if it's your first time worshiping here with us today, raise your hand. Are you a guest in the house? Amen. Amen. We just want to say welcome to our guest in the house. Thank you for worshiping with us, taking the time out and coming into the house and worshiping with us. I know we probably have some newbies online, so thank you if you're here online worshiping on Facebook or on the website, just to take the time out. We don't take that for granted, because you could be worshiping anywhere else in the city. We all know that there is a church on every block in Oklahoma City. So just the fact that you found here to worship with Restoration Community Church and Divine Wisdom, we are worshiping with each other, alongside each other. So we are all family. Amen. So everybody take your cell phones out. We're going to do something different today. If you have your cell phone. Where are our musicians? I need our musicians, please. Okay. So I know everybody knows how to take a selfie, because we are selfish, right? That comes naturally. So today, I want us to take ussies. So that means you're going to have to get, it's going to be two or more in the picture. It's not just about you today. So a ussie means you have to get somebody, two or more, to take your picture with in the house. Try to take it with somebody that you normally wouldn't take a picture with. Don't forget Deacon TC in the sound booth. Take a ussie. Take a ussie with the musicians. line back up, prepare for y'all's song so we can prepare for, and Deacon Williams can come on up and prepare for our tithes and offering, please. We're preparing for our tithes and offering. I also want to let everybody know, while we're smiling and excited and the house is full, this Wednesday, Bible study will be here in the house, and we will have our own prelate, our apostle, Apostle Fultz, will be here in the house teaching. Prayer will be at 6:30. Bible study will begin at 7. So I would love to see all of you, and I'm looking at each one of you in your face. Thank you, Deacon Williams. See, I got backup.
Okay. God, we thank you right now. We thank you for how you give us everything that we need. And now we'll take up the offering for those who have and those who does not. We hope that you can and will on the next day. But right now, feel no pain because you're still going to get it. Now, would everyone stand and face the wall, please? Follow directions of the earth. For those who gave and those that who not. We hope that this be used for the uplifting of your kingdom, your glory, and your power. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
You've been mighty good. You've been mighty good. You loosed my shackles and you set me free. You've been mighty good. You've been mighty good.
could have went another way. It could have went another way. It could have went. Could have went another way.
Have your way, oh God. Have your
could've went another way.
Have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way in this place. Sing this with me. Sing this here. Oh, you've been mighty good. Say, oh, you've been mighty good.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your word, and thank you for everyone that's here right now. Lord God, I ask that you would use me for your glory in this place, Father God, because it's not about me, it's all about you. Father God, I ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that are here, that you would have your way, continue to have your way in this place. And Father God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise in this place. Yeah. Before you see, half of y'all already sat down, but that's all right. Listen. Before I get into this word, I want you to do something. Look at somebody else on your left or your right. Look at them and say, I'm still here. Look at somebody, say, I'm still here. Look behind you, say, I'm still here. Yeah, look at somebody else, say, I'm still here. No, y'all ain't got no energy this morning. Come on, say, I'm still here. Look at the musicians and say, y'all, I'm still here. Yeah. Matter of fact, since y'all still here, Hey, if God ain't done, she all right? She ready? Because if not, leave her right where she at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a song, man. I've had a song while I'm walking out there thinking, working with foolishness. But I've had a song all week long. It says, I don't know how I made it here, but I know it was by the grace of God. Help me out now. I don't know how I made it here, say, but I know it was by the grace of God. Come on. Let's go. I don't know how I made it here, but I know it was by the grace of God. I don't know how I made it here, I know it was by the grace of God. See, I've made it. I'm here. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go ahead and get into it. Turn your Bibles to Matthew, the 15th chapter, 13th verse. Amen. Matthew, the 15th chapter, 13th verse. This morning, you've already heard them, but one I want to say to you again, Matthew, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse, what he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. I'm going to say that one again. Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be rooted up. Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. We know that one well. We know the first verse. Well, to everything, there's a season, time, and a purpose under the heaven. But the second verse says, there's a time for birth, a time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. One more. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with a great cloud of witnesses, so let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing, reading, hearing, and most importantly, the doing of his holy word. You may be seated. Ooh. If I had a topic that I could put on this word today, it will be roots and how to get rid of them. I said roots and how to get rid of them. First off, let me say here, giving honor to God, our pastors, elders, ministers, and deacons for both ministries, RCC and Divine Wisdom, saints in the body of God, giving honor to my lovely wife, Tracy. Stand up so they can see who you are so people don't get confused. She looked kind of nice. Maybe I should. No. Don't. No. Let me read my thing, all right? Let me do me. The Bible says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. So for 35 years, I know I look only look like I'm 25, but for 35 years, she has been my good thing and still my good thing. Now I shall stick to the script. Up here, if y'all are leaving, go ahead and take them out. After that, go ahead and close that door. God had a word for us this morning, and we can't be distracted. We need to hear what he has to say. Because you ain't going to make it out in this world right now without God's word. I got 3-4 amens. All right. Now, normally, when we talk about roots in the Bible, we often talk about them in the positive sense. Because to be rooted means to be firmly planted so that you may be able to withstand anything that tries to pull you up or blow you over. The Bible tells us that we ought to be rooted and grounded in the faith and love, according to Ephesians 3, 17 through 19, which says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ,
which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. But unfortunately, or maybe even fortunately, the roots that I'm talking about today are not of the good variety. Therefore, we need to talk about another word associated with that word, and that word is uproot. Now, the definition of uproot is simple. It means to remove, as if by pulling up or to pull up by the roots, and to displace from a country or a traditional habitat. Say that definition again. It means to remove, as if by pulling up, to pull up by the roots, and displace from a country or a traditional habitat. Follow me on this one. All of this came about because at my house I had three plants on both sides of my house. Listen to me. That would grow out of control during different seasons. Now, in some season, they didn't bother me. But in different seasons, they would grow out of control, and the branches would rub against the screens that cover my windows. And when that happened, it created holes in my screens, which then allowed critters to attempt to gain access into my home. So when the branches got out of control, I would periodically go outside and simply cut the branches off. And that seemed to work for a period of time. But one day, while I was out there about to repeat the same process that I had been doing over and over and over again, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and said, "Your problem is not the branches. Your problem is the root. Your problem is not the branches, Norman. Your problem is the root. If you would only deal with the roots and stop messing with the branches, your problem will be eliminated." Then I heard him say, "How long will you be content with dealing with the temporary solution of cutting off the branches and not deal with the permanent solution of pulling it up by the roots? Especially when the thing that you are trying to save ain't even producing fruit." Because these were three fruit trees. And I didn't realize that until the man that was pulling the things up told me, "That's a mulberry bush. But since we've been there in 7 years, we ain't seen now mulberry." So it was up and vibrant and rubbing up against my screens, but it wasn't producing nothing. You'll get it on the way home. Watch, I'm telling you. So that, remember that right there. I got to take you somewhere else. So then this, in my mind, took me back to my house in Miami. Because it actually reminded me of every first Saturday. Woo! Every first Saturday in my house, we would get woken up to the sights and sounds and smells of breakfast being prepared. And while this should be a joyous time, it's not. Because while my little brother Kevin is excited because we about to eat, me and my other brother were not excited because we knew what this was. This wasn't the time to eat. You were going to eat because you were getting ready to work. And I ain't just said work. I meant work. So when you smell sausage and bacon and pancakes and eggs and you all excited about that, you better think about why they doing that for you, especially when they don't normally do that. But before you even went outside to deal with the work in the field,
Watch this, Sabrina. You still had to complete the chores on the inside of the house. That went over everybody else, but I'm going to say that again for those that got it. Before you went outside to deal with the work in the field, you still had to complete the chores on the inside of the house. So you did your regularly weekly chores. I know kids are like, what are chores? Well, chores are these things that they would make us do to earn our keep in our house. Especially if you were living rent-free, you shouldn't have had no problem with washing a dish. How about that? Ain't paying no light bill. Ain't buying no groceries. Living in the lap of luxury. Trying to help y'all out. Hallelujah. Ooh. So before you went outside, you had to deal with the stuff on the inside. This was when the words of my mother would really come back to my remembrance when the Holy Spirit was dealing with me. She would show us how to pull them up. And then she would tell us how to pull them up. She would say that if you try to pull up weeds by the stems, they would break and then they would grow back. But when you're trying to get rid of a weed, what you need to do is get down to the bottom of that thing, grab all them stems together, pull them up all at once, and then shake that dirt off, because the dirt ain't the problem, the weed is. Ooh-wee. So she taught us, don't pull it by the stems, pull it by the roots. Get all the way down to the bottom of that thing, grab all them stems at the same time, put your back into it, and then pull that weed all the way up. Now back to my present situation with the Holy Ghost and the trees in my yard. So he then goes from the natural into the spiritual and asks me, son, how many situations are in your life right now that you simply choose, that are in your life right now simply because you choose to continue to give temporary solutions to them, but you still won't address the elephant in the room and deal with the root cause of why you continue to deal with the weight and sin that so easily besets you. Even though you are surrounded by permanent solutions that can solve your problem right now. Why is everybody looking at me like I'm the only one? So I'll ask you what he asked me. How many situations are in your life right now that are there because you continue to give temporary solutions to them, but you still won't address the elephant in the room and deal with the root cause of why you continue to deal with weight and sin that so easily besets you, even though there are permanent solutions available to you? Tight but right. Well, what do you mean, preacher? Well, we might not call them anymore, but we still got their number and the address in our contacts. We might not go on the website in this season, but the web address is still in your favorites. We might be good right now, but sometimes we find ourselves exhibiting behavior that even we don't understand. And it's coming out of us, CT. But we have never dealt with nor asked God, where is that coming from? We're talking about getting rid of roots today. Don't get quiet, homie. God is going to do something today. I'm excited about it. Don't get me wrong. We're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire. But every once in a while, we get angry and don't know why.
Every once in a while, we have a root of bitterness and don't know why. Every once in a while, we have a root of unforgiveness and we don't know why. Every once in a while, we have a root of jealousy and we don't know why. Every once in a while, we're insecure and we have trust issues and we don't even believe who God says we are. And we don't know why. And it hinders who we are in God. And it brings questions to our character. And we don't understand this about us. But this is what I love about the Holy Spirit. Not only will he identify your problem, then he come at you with the solution. He said, then I heard the Holy Spirit say, it's time to pull up some things by the root and quit being content with the temporary solution of just cutting off the branches and pulling up by the stems. Because where God wants to take us, we cannot be weighed down struggling with the same situation that we've always had to deal with most of our lives. Because right now, look at me, if we're being honest with ourselves and each other, it's not a whole bunch of stuff, it's one. Two people. It's not a whole bunch of stuff. It's just this one thing that keeps coming back. And in some season, we're fine with it. We ain't got to deal with it. It ain't messing with us, CT. But then it grows back up. Starts beating up against our screens again. And we go out there and we say, well, I'm not going to deal with that. And we cut off them branches of that. And then it's still growing. Because we haven't dealt with the root cause of it. We need to deal with the roots of it. If we're being honest, we're not dealing with new issues. We're dealing with the same issue that comes and goes as it pleases. We don't have a cornucopia of weights and sin that tempt us. We have one thing that comes and goes, and we think that we're in control of. It's time for us to make a decision and choose to uproot some things that have plagued us for most of our lives, because if we get really honest with ourselves, we don't even know where it began. We don't know where it began. We don't know how it began. We don't know if it was something that was created by us out of habit or if it was passed down to us as a generational curse that we continue. But all we know is there's a weed on the outside that continually tries to infiltrate our home and get on the inside. But let's make a decision today that we will no longer ignore the main cause and just give it a temporary solution. We are going to pull it up by the root today. Our problem is not the branches. Our problem is the root. If we would only choose to deal with the roots, stop messing with the branches and stems, our problem would be eliminated. How long will you be content with dealing with the temporary solution of cutting off the branches and not dealing with the permanent solution of pulling them up by the root? Here's another one. How long will you be caught between two opinions?
Preacher, how do we get rid of this? How do we get rid of the issues that we have been dealing with for so long? Man, I'm glad you asked, because that's what I asked. Go to James. People scared of James. Brother Jesus broke faces from Scripture 1 all the way to the end. James, 5th chapter, 16th verse. And it says, confess your faults one to another. How do I get rid of these things? How do I get rid of these roots? Confess your faults one to another and pray. Ooh, and pray for one another. Don't talk about me. Pray for me.
Don't go to Cracker Barrel and gossip about me. That boy's goofy. Pray for one another, one for another, that ye may be healed. Why? Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We know that last sentence. We throw that out. We throw that out there as much as we do. And we know that all things work together for good. And then we stop right there. We know, oh, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But we forget about confess your faults one to another. And pray for one for another that ye may be healed. Go to 1 John 1 and 9. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm excited because when I leave here, there are some roots I'm going to leave at this altar. And I'm not taking them at my house. I'm not taking them back to my house. They won't go back in there because we're going to root them up today. 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess, that's their word again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. One more. James. He's going back to James again. James, 4th chapter. We know these scriptures. We know them. James, 4th chapter, 7th and 8th. Verse 7 says, submit yourself. First, we've been talking about confession. Now we're talking about submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then what? Resist the devil. What that mean? That means stay out of the places. Make it plain for you. Stay out of them places that get you caught up. If you know the tree lounge is going to get you tripped up every time you go. She looked at the other sister and said, no, he didn't say the tree lounge. Whatever lounge you're going to, if you know it's going to trip you up when you're going in there, why you going? I'm just there for the music. They don't like me. Confess, and submit. How do I get rid of it? It says, no, let me go back. Draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. What does that mean to be double-minded? It means I'm here one day, I'm over here the next day. And the Bible tells me, according to James again, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we got to confess our faults, we got to confess our sins, and then we got to submit ourselves to God. So how do I get rid of my natural, my issue in the natural? Watch this. How did I get rid of them trees that was rubbing up against my screens, brother? I got assistance from somebody that had more experience than I did in uprooting trees. Watch this. And I allowed them to do the work for me. But even though I had someone else do the work, I still had to identify what the issues were. And then I let the expert do what he does. When I recognized that pulling up trees is not in my lane, I found somebody who was in that lane, told them what the problem is, and they did that. Our problem is we got this thing called pride that won't allow us to go to other folk and say, listen, I need some help. Sister came in here this morning because she wants to uproot some things, but she also recognized I need y'all help. So I went to her brother and said, listen, I don't know nothing about no trees. I know I look like I can pull up some stuff, but that was back then. The way my back is set up right now, no. So I went to somebody that can still pull them up. And then I told them, this is what my problem is. Every once in a while in the spirit, we ought to have somebody that we can trust enough to go to and say, listen, this is what I got going on right now. And see, and because I know the world says we listen and we don't judge. But every once in a while, you need to judge and be like, what? And then after that, forgive them. Listen to what they had to say and then help them out. Don't look at them like, oh, my God, for real? Is that what you're doing? That's why I don't nobody go to nobody no more. Or you go to somebody, give them, pour out your whole heart, sister, and next thing you know, that somebody up here preaching it. I said it. So how do we uproot things in the natural? We go to somebody else that can pull it up for us. How do we uproot things in the spirit? We draw near to God. Watch this. And we be willing to go through the process of having that thing rooted up. I asked that brother. Brother, you can play. I'm done. I asked that brother. When you pulled those trees up, how difficult were they? He said two of them was easy. But that one on the other side took some time. I couldn't just go up there and pull it up. I had to cut it and then break it up and then dig, then cut it and break it up and dig. What am I saying? There are some things in our life that will be real easy to get rid of. We can do that on the altar today. But there's some things that we're gonna have to deal with that's gonna take some time. So you can't be wishy-washy with it. If you're gonna make a decision that you want to get rid of it and get down on this thing, it's gonna take you a minute. Every once in a while, I just can't put my hand on it and say you'll be healed. Sometime I gotta turn a plate up. Sometimes I got to pray. Even the disciples had to deal with that because there was a young boy that couldn't be healed. And then they were upset because Jesus went in there just boom, boom, boom. But then they said, well, why couldn't we do the same thing you did? He said, this thing, this kind right here, it only goes by prayer and fasting. So we got some things that we can get rid of today, but there are some things that we're going to have to pray for and pray again and pray again and fast and pray and fast and pray. You got somebody that should be in your house that ain't in your house right now? Fast, pray, fast, pray. We want the promises of God. But we don't want to go through the process. We want everything that God has for us. We want to get to the end of it, but we don't want to talk about the beginning of it. We want to talk about what God has for us, but don't nobody want to get on the wheel. Don't nobody want to go to the potter's house. We ain't even talking about getting on the wheel. We're just talking about the obedience to go where he said go. Y'all stand, y'all stand, y'all stand, y'all stand. We might not run on this word, that's fine. Ain't nobody gonna do no bad flicks today. But this is what I said, and this is what God said. That if you would choose to make a decision to do something different about the issue in your life, he'll move on it. A lot of us think that we are waiting on God to do some things for us. God said no. I'm waiting on you, because everything that you are waiting for me to do, I've already done.
I'm just waiting on you to get in position and be where I need you to be in order for you to be blessed. We want the weeds pulled up. But eventually we're going to get tired of dealing with the same old thing every single time, because you will get frustrated in yourself. And ain't nothing worse than a person that don't have no confidence in them. Help us, God. Please don't look at me as if I'm the one that's just beating you up with it. Because you need to understand, the only way that I could give it to you is I had to get it first. You understand me? And I didn't do it in a group of people. I had to do this by myself. You trying to pull up a weed and just go on about your business and just cut off a branch and keep it moving. And the Holy Spirit jumps in and says, why you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again and have to deal with the same problem the next month? Why don't you just root that thing up? Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm tired of dealing with the same thing all the doggone time. And here's the thing about it. God wants to take us to a higher level. But you can't get to that level with all that weight on you. As a matter of fact, half that weight you carrying ain't even yours. Because we're such protectors, and we are the strong ones, we carry the weight of the others that have the strength to do it. But because they got you, they put their weight on you, and then you take it. Now you done dealt with some things in the spirit, but your back hurt in the natural. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. But if you got a root on you that just needs to go away, that needs to be uprooted today, let's go before God in by faith and declare a thing and say, God, we're not going to be able to go home with that root on. If that's you, come on down. 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 I'm going to come down there with you. I'm going to come down here with you. I'm tired. I'm tired. Being the strong one all the time. I'm tired. Carrying the weight of everybody when don't nobody want to carry their own weight. I'm tired. And God is saying, listen, it's not that you don't love them, but you can't carry them all the doggone time. They got to figure it out for themselves. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Come on. It don't mean we don't love God because we're down at this altar. As a matter of fact, we love God because we're at this altar. Because we know better and we're going to do better. I said we, not just you, we are going to do better. We know what God has, what he has for us, bro. We know what he has for us. We know what he requires of us, but we got to do better. I understand that some of you might not want to come down here. That's cool. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Wherever you're standing, just pray. Lord, I'm tired. God, I'm sick of this. Move, Holy Ghost, in this place right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm tired. God, I'm tired. Oh, God, deal with it on a daily basis. Oh, God, there are some things that are within me that I have no idea where they came from, and I'm tired of carrying them. I'm tired of dealing with them. I'm tired of entertaining them. I want them out. Because I heard the Holy Spirit said, I can't elevate with all that weight. Can't elevate with all that weight. Come on, open up your mouth and just ask God right now. I know you're waiting for somebody to pray for you. God said, and I'm going to tell you that death and life is in the power of your mouth. And those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. What that mean? If I say it, I'm going to see it. But I got to do something. But here's the thing. If I don't see it now, I'm going to keep praying until I see it. If I don't see it tomorrow, I'm going to keep praying until I see it. If I don't see it the next day, I'm going to keep praying until I see it. I'm going to keep doing something until I see something. And even after I see it, I'm going to still pray. And then I'm going to give God praise while I'm still praying. I ain't saying that nobody's in sin. It said, lay aside every weight and the sin. Some of it might be sin, but some of it is just weights. You get tired of it. Oh God. You just get tired of it. Especially the strong ones. I'll talk to the strong people that are here. You might not be up here right now, but you are. How do I know I'm the strong one? You're the one that everybody come to the house to and they just dump their stuff on you. But they don't never ask you how you doing. You're the strong one. Mama, how you doing? Daddy, how you doing today? Grand, how you doing today? They just come with you, I need, can you get? I need, can you get? Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to pray together. Oh, God. For those that are watching us online, walking around your living room, come on, get with us in this thing. We serve a God that's omnipresent. What that mean? He's in the sanctuary, but he's also in your living room. How about that? Holla, how about that? Yes, he is. All you need is faith to believe that he's there with you. See, because I don't know about you, like I said, this ain't something that's new, CT. This is something that we've been carrying since we were children. You mad at a cousin because she stole your boyfriend in the third grade and you still can't go on. You got family members that every year you go to the family reunion, you avoid them because of some foolishness y'all dealt with in the 12th grade. And you don't even understand how detrimental that is to your spirit, because God wants to bless you and take you to a new level, but you can't hold on to that stuff. But God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Father, because we've identified our issues, we've identified the root causes, and Lord, we are even willing and big enough to admit, Lord, it might be me. It might be me. I might be the problem. But God, here I am. Y'all talk to him. Come on, talk to him with me. Let's do this thing together. Open your mouth and say, Lord, here I am. Come on up with your own words. You know what you're dealing with. You know what's going on in your heart. You know what you've been fighting with your entire life. Lord, it's not, sometimes it ain't them. God, sometimes it's me. Sometimes I get in a spirit of pride and I don't know when to shut my mouth. Sometimes I get angry and I say some things that are mean and I break people down and I don't even know it. But God, I want to deal with that thing by the root today. Lord, I'm tired of cutting the branches off. I'm tired of wrapping the stems around my hand. Lord, I want to get to the root of it today. And I know that you're a God that can dig some stuff up. You wouldn't have gave me this.
this word. If you weren't going to do something about it, you wouldn't have told me about this. If you weren't going to uproot today, you wouldn't have gave me this word, God. You're not going to talk about uprooting, bringing up in my spirit, and not do something about it, God. So God, right now in the name of Jesus, uproot, 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 pull it up now, uproot, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your son said in his word, every plant that you did not plant will be uprooted today. God, every plant in us that you didn't plant, uprooted today. Whatever that root is, if it be bitterness, uprooted. If it's jealousy, uprooted. If it's envy, uprooted. If it's bad health, uprooted. If it's negativity, uprooted. If it's anger, uprooted. God, I want to be who you called me to be. Uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pull it from their spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Pull it out of their bodies now. In the name of Jesus. Watch this. Pull it out of their minds now. In the name of Jesus. Pull it out their minds right now. In the name of Jesus. The thing that trips us up, erase it now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I don't have something to flash in front of them so that they forget, Lord God. But I got your word, Lord God. Ooh, 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 ooh. God, help us to forgive. God, help us to forgive. God, help us to forgive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Some of us are way down. Waiting for something to happen to somebody else because of something that they did to you. And they don't even remember what they did. But you hold it on and you weigh it down in unforgiveness and you can't go forward. Like I said, God, it's not new. It's not new. Lord, you know what it is. Some of those things that are new, Lord God, just burn those right now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, get rid of those right now. You can do that. You can do that immediately. But Father God, let's talk about the thing that's been there since we've been children. Ooh, ooh. Lord, touch that hurt now, right there, in the name of Jesus. Heal now. In the name of Jesus. Innocent, defenseless, couldn't stop. Touch now. In the name of Jesus. So that they can go forward and be who you've called them to be. Oh God. Oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. And Father God, now that you've removed that from them, Lord God, replace something with that. Lord God, give them your joy. Lord God, give them some peace. Lord God, place some more forgiveness. Lord God, and then some more peace. Lord God, and then some more peace. Peace in their body. Peace in their spirit. Peace in their mind. Peace in their mind. In the name of Jesus. Peace in their mind. The sister said this morning, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you are not losing your mind. And we will be ever so careful to give you all the glory, give you all the honor, and to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now listen, 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 listen. You're halfway there. If you believe that the prayer you said this morning, if you believe what you said is actually going to come to pass, this is what I need you to do right now.
I need you to give God praise. No, no, so for real. I need you to give God praise. Like you know, when you go home and you open your door, you're going to walk into a miracle today. I need you to praise him like that. I need you to praise him and not be ashamed with him. I need you to give him an undignified praise. Get ugly with your praise right now. If you believe your children just got healed, give them praise. If you believe your grandchildren just got healed, give them praise. If you believe all the foolishness that was once in your house is no longer there, give God some praise. Don't just pull it out, God. Fill them back up with something. Hallelujah. Fill them up with your joy. Fill them up with your peace. Hallelujah. Fill it up with them. Fill them up with laughter, Trey. You ain't laughed in a long time. Hallelujah. Fill them up, God. Wherever the empty place is, wherever the void is, fill them up now, God. How many of you feel like you know something's been lifted off you? Come on. Seriously. Man, continue to give God praise. Hallelujah. Been dealing with stuff since you was 9 and 10. And the crazy thing about it, no matter where you went, the adversary made sure that he could enable you to hold on to that foolishness. You could go into an abandoned building and find pornography. Because he wanted you to keep that. Because you didn't recognize at age 9. At age 58, you were going to have to deal with that thing. But God said, it's time to uproot. We want more in God. And I'm going to say one more thing that I should have said at the beginning and I'm done. People are still wondering what this is. What we are. Why y'all here. Why we here. Can I answer that for you? Because the Holy Spirit already told me. It is so that both of us could grow. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Why? See, because there are some that are in divine wisdom that need to be restored. That need to be repaired and need to be rebuilt. And there are some in restoration that need some divine wisdom. They won't listen to nobody else. But maybe if God spoke to them. I apologize. Yes, I don't know what I'm going to say. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. What's your name, man? Huh? What'd you say your name was? Lyrical. Did you sing Lyrical? Are you associated with music, Lyrical? Psalms. Oh, they're already out there. How many you got out there? 13. Ooh. Hold your head up first, man. You ain't gonna look down at me. That's the first thing we got to get used to. We got to start holding our heads up, looking people directly in their eyes, shaking their hand like, yeah, like I know who I am. Do you know who you are? Lyrical songs are coming. I don't normally do this, but I know what I see right now. Songs are coming. Guard your gift. Guard your gift. There are so many things out there that are already stacked up against us. So be careful. How old are you? 16. 6 and 1. 1 and 60s. That's 70s. God about to do some things. You got a journal by your bed. You have a physical journal by your bed. Keep that by there. And cause God's about to be real inconvenient with you real soon. Cause the God I serve don't wait for you to get all your rest and then say, hey, good morning, I got something for you. No, 3:30, pray. Who? I'll show you when you start praying. Here's what God told me about the young people. They are not our future. They are our now. Sometimes we wait for them to turn 18 and then we want to pour into them. God said, pour into them now. Now. You might not have them in the future. Pour into them now. That's why in the future, a lot of them leave because they weren't poured into. Sis, can I just close this out? Because I know I didn't held these people up too long. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you. Because every once in a while, God is going to move. And he ain't moved. He ain't concerned with our time limits. We'll put a time limit on preachers. It's, oh my God, it's 102. But did God move? Is God moving? So if God keep me here for as long as he keeps me here, as long as he's moving, I'm going to stick around. I want to see what my granddaddy said. I believe I'll run on and see what the end going to be. Woo! Now we gonna dismiss, but God is still moving. Lyrical, don't you go nowhere though. And anybody else, if God is dealing with you right now, you stay right where you at. But we gonna pray and dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your divine visitation in this place. We thank you for your divine wisdom, for your divine guidance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for restoring, repairing, and rebuilding today. We thank you, Lord God, that for the things that you pulled up, Lord God, and uprooted and burnt down in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them, Lord God. Father God, we declare right now that they are pulled up and they can't come back. We declare that they've been uprooted and they can't come back. They can't come back. God, your presence. So, Father God, we ask, Lord God, as we dismiss right now, Lord God, those that are leaving, Lord God, we ask you will bless them, Lord God, anoint highways and byways, Lord God, allow them to arrive home safely. Let them take this same anointing that they're feeling right now. Let them take it home with them. Let it resonate through their residence, Lord God. Let it pour out, Lord God, on their family, Lord God. Father God, flood their place right now with your presence in the name of Jesus. Let some of them that prayed, Lord God, let them walk home. Let them open the door and walk into a miracle. Give them a spirit of expectation right now in the name of Jesus. The unsaved one, you know who he is. You know who she is. They're going to say something today that don't make no sense to you, but when you hear it, don't trip out. Give God the glory. Father, as we depart from this place, but not yet from your presence. Father God, we just thank you. Oh God, be with us throughout this week. Father God, be with us throughout this week. When we're on the job, Lord God, use us for your glory. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to protect us against danger seen and unseen, Lord God. And Father God, that we will be ever careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. If you want to go out right now, you can leave quietly. Keep him here. There you go.